And we are live. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome to your edition, this week's edition of Everything Real Estate, RIMBY. Your real estate, your property management info source. Here today, I'm your host, Maurice Muhammad. We have a very special guest with us today. Three guests with us. Is Evelyn Reeves out of California. First Securities Investments. Miss Jean Weber, I'm sorry, out of Chicago, from Jean Weber and Associates, and I believe Wally Stearns out of Texas by way of California. We're currently here today. We're with you. We are here to give you a history. We'd like to give you a history of RIMBY to give you an understanding of who we are and what we do. And who RIMBY is. Again, RIMBY is an affiliate of NARAB, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. National Association of Real Estate Brokers is an affiliate arm, the property management arm of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, who is comprised of primary African-Americans, Black Americans, who our sole purpose is to serve the underserved, is what we do as NARAB members. So part of what we, who we are, we want to give you a lesson on and give you an understanding, a better understanding of who RIMBY is and what RIMBY does. RIMBY stands for Real Estate Management Brokers Institute, where our sole purpose is, the sole focus is on property management. And we are a national association and a national affiliate. We have currently, you can reach us at RIMBY on Facebook. You can find us at RIMBY on Facebook. You can also become a member on through Facebook. You can reach us at our RIMBY, www.rimby.org, and you become, click, go to the top right hand corner and click join now, and you will be able to become a member of RIMBY. So without any more from myself, I just wanted to just give, you know, just to explain the importance of history and why history is so important. You know, it's been said that history is most attractive and best qualified to reward all research. History is a light. History has a light that attracts. And when one takes away that light, then history can be a guide, and history is a guide. So that's why we want to give you an understanding of what RIMBY does and who RIMBY is, so you can have a better understanding of just what we do as RIMBY and as a property management affiliate, and as affiliate of National Association of Real Estate Brokers. So when it comes to history being a guide, and when history is taken, then so is the guide, and then you can become lost. So as an example, if we give our children, we give our children examples, we put out front of our children examples, such as President Barack Obama and those Harriet Tubman and those that went before us, we have a sense of inspiration, and you can get a sense of inspiration. Because if you know where you came from, you know where you are, and you can get an idea of where you're going. So with that being said, we're going to have here Miss Evelyn Reeves. She can share with us the benefits of what RIMBY and what RIMBY has to offer. So without any more from myself, we're going to bring Miss Reeves in. Thank her. It's an honor to have her with us. And she is going to give us some information on just what we do in office policy management is the topic that she's going to touch on today. So but I would like to hear from Lionel if he can give us some information on just the history of RIMBY. Can you give us a short synopsis of the history of RIMBY, or just a bit of why RIMBY was in exception? Okay. You available, Lionel?
Who's there?
Huh? I don't think he is there. All right, so we're gonna go to Miss Reeves. and let her start and just give it a brief introduction of who she is and tell us a little bit about herself and what she do at First Security. Thank you for your time, Ms. Evelyn Reeves. First
Security. Well, you say what I do at First Security.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm beginning to wonder what I do at First Security myself.
Oh, God.
Well, First Security is the First Security Investment Company. We started out as just a real estate sales company. That's all we did was we just sold real estate. Then as the years went by, we ended up running into a group of black doctors. I guess we were called Negroes then, African Americans, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they all had money and needed write-offs. And so we started talking to them about investing in real estate, investing in multifamily properties, because none of them had any. And we started selling them properties in the Los Angeles area some years ago. And most of those properties we sold to them then, that was, like I said, years ago, we still manage those properties for their estates today.
Wow.
So right now, First Security Investment Company, we manage about 31 properties around the Los Angeles area. They're all from 10 units to 60 units. Wow. So we have quite a few tenants. But as far as property management in your own office, which you should always start off doing, is having a set of rules and regulations for your office and have them posted up front. Now, our office is divided up, so our rules and regulations are up front, where when you first walk through the door, where the administrative assistants sit. Then it's broken up where the sales agents, they all sit in one room. And in the back, there's a separate room for Ashley, who does our loans for our business. And then my office and the property management is on the other side, where nobody goes in there but the property management people. And so we kind of developed our own system. We belong to an organization here called AGLA, which is a real estate organization. And they have training for on-property managers. They have training for, if you want to be a certified property manager, they have a training for fair housing rules. They have training for different forms, different things that you want to do, and we get our forms from them. Mm-hmm. They have excellent forms which have been approved by the Department of Real Estate for California. So we get all our forms from them, which are excellent forms, and they keep you out of trouble when it comes to management. You know, everybody, you know, when it comes to property management, everybody thinks that they're in charge. Well, the tenants think they're in charge. But we've got that handled pretty well. So we have good on-property managers for the large buildings. A couple of the 10 units that we have, we do not have on-property managers. You only need one in California if it's 16 units or less.
Gotcha.
So we've been doing real well. And by belonging to RIMBY and NAREF, you get an opportunity for other people to see that you are a member and you get referrals. For example, Gene Weber ran into some people out of New York. They happened to call her about some properties, but the properties were in California. That's how I got a couple properties. And so she referred them to me and I called them in New York, and they introduced me to a group out of Washington, D.C. that owned property here in Los Angeles, California. So I was able to take those properties and start managing them. So one thing we always have to do, we have to work with one another and refer one another through NAREF, through our organizations. And that way you will always remain in business and always have a good understanding of the business and remain in business. So it has been great for us. You know, I know a lot of people have bought different types of software for property management. And I know you have, Maurice, because you belong to everything. But what I did was, I found out the best way for my company. Everybody can do their own. But my CPA and I got together and we developed what we wanted to see for the buildings that we manage. So really, I have my own software. I didn't buy someone else's software. We developed it and we use it for my office, and it runs perfectly for us. So just like if there's a problem with one of the accounts that we can't find where the problem is here, We just tap into him. He could come into our machine. Well, he doesn't have to be here. From wherever he is, he can go into it, find out what the problem is, or what if there was a check recorded or not recorded, or a expense recorded or not recorded. He can pull it up from wherever he is, because you know we have it on our machines and his machine. So that way, it runs very well together. So it makes it everything run very smoothly. We collect all of our rents on the first of the month, and by the 15th of the month, the owners get their reports. With our owners, most of them like to leave most of their money in their accounts. We leave it that way unless they want a check. Whenever they call me, we mail them a check. There are two or three that we mail checks to every month, but most of them just leave the money in the accounts, and they come in December and collect all their money at one time. At least that the money I'll allow them to collect. Let's put it that way. We have to leave so much in the accounts. Because one thing about Los Angeles, California, what we have here is a group that the city of Los Angeles go out and inspect your properties every 2 years. And they will go through every apartment, and then they will write up everything that they want done. And you have to make sure you send a contractor in and make sure everything is repaired to their standards. And then they will come back in 30 days and inspect it and make certain that everything is set. Now, we had three last week, the big buildings, and they said they were the best looking properties that they had inspected in Los Angeles. So wow. that was really great for us. That was really a ribbon in our head. So we enjoyed that. It was great. They said the buildings just went over with flying colors. We've been doing well, and we have a good contractor to take care of our properties. And so things work very well with property management. But one thing is for certain, if you go into property management, if you don't sell any houses 3, 4, 5 months, you collect your management, you can stay in business, keep your business open, keep your people working. And that's what property management is about. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you ever have thought about going into it and hesitated, this is the time to think about it, especially now, because people are at home and everybody needs some help right now. So it's been great for us.
Wow, man. You just brought a couple questions to mind. And one of the first things that jumps out at me is the learning the hard way that the benefit of having your own software versus joining a membership from someone, because that membership, they have all your data. So they have access to all of your people. And guess what? They sell your data. Your data gets sold. So you paying for software service, and that data is getting sold. So, you
know, That's right.
So that's they say it's not what's taught, but it's what's caught. Absolutely. I hope you caught that jewel.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So that was remember that, Muhammad. I like that.
It's a gift right there for sure. She said, yep, that was a gift. And the other question I wanted to mention too, that what I took away from what you said was that as a property manager, you add value. You said that based on your inspection, they came back and said that your properties was one of the best that they've seen inside of California. You're, as a property manager, when you get trained well, you're trained to start to raise value in that property from day one. Absolutely. So that property will begin to appreciate and increase in value. So it's not just a lightweight thing to be a property manager. Those are the two takeaways.
See, that's one thing that Albert Johnson taught years ago when he really pretty much started RIMBY. It was Albert Johnson and a couple other guys out of Chicago. I can't think of the other gentleman's name. But see, they always taught us to be first class if we were going to do anything. Wow. Don't ever half step. Make sure that we did the best that we could do. Mm-hmm. And all of NARAB has taught us that all of the years I've been with NARAB, you have to make sure that you give your best and give the best to the people that you're serving. You know, that's just the only way to be.
That's right. Excellence. Function in a level of excellence at all times. Wow. Yeah. Yep. And I think we have Ms. Weber is with us, and we also have Lionel Bohannon. He's amongst us. He's listening in. So do you have anything else that you would offer to as prop? So for a new property manager that might be thinking, you know, we're in this pandemic now, a lot of people are thinking of adding something to their business and considering property management. Is there any one thing that a person that may have a desire to become a property manager that you would recommend to them that they might be, that they should do, the first things that they should do? Miss Evelyn?
Oh, me? I should do that?
Huh? Yeah. I'm sorry. They're not in. It's just me and okay. You right now.
Okay.
I didn't bring them in.
Always consider, first thing you should always is consider is the owner. You know, once you meet someone, or if you're out in the field selling a house, sometimes you just run into people. And in fact, I did that one day. I just ran into a guy. I was just walking around looking at property, looking at houses, really. And he asked me, what was I doing? And I told him. And so he said, well, why don't you look at some property that I have, which I did. I went and looked at the property for him. He said, well, you think I should sell it, or you think I should just, you know, I wanted to sell it. But I said, well, let's look at it. And since you don't want to be bothered with it, I'll manage it for you. Manage it. And I met him over there at the property, although it was a small building. It was only 5 units, but the building was totally empty. And I said, well, where are your tenants? He said, I didn't want to be bothered with anybody, so I just put everybody out and left the property here. So he said, okay. I said, okay, I'll start managing the property for you. And I filled up his property, put nice tenants in it, and he was very happy with the tenants. But I do have a contract, and I do have a contract with all my owners on my management mm-hmm. contract. It always says, if you decide to sell, First Security get the first option to sell.
That's right. So
always make sure that's on your contract. But so that has worked real well for us. And it doesn't matter where your owner is now. Like I explained to Gene, I don't micromanage. There are some owners you run into, they say, well, I want you to do this and I want you to do that, and I'm going to call you and I'm going to help you do this and help you do that. I said, no, I don't manage that way. If mm-hmm. you want me to be the property manager, I will explain to you everything that I'm going to do. And if you're not happy with me, then I will refer you to someone else. But right now, just let me be the manager. And if you're unhappy, we'll find you someone else. But we both cannot do it. It had to be me or it's you. So that has worked real well for me, you know. So and to say what I was saying about these doctors that I met years ago, some of those properties I sold them, say 25 years ago, for say a couple $100,000. Those buildings are now worth about $3.5 million, $4 million, mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. But they kept them. And their family is keeping them, and all their trusts are set up where it goes to the next generation. They didn't believe in selling anything. Not one doctor that I sold property to years ago has ever sold any of their property. We're still managing it, and it still belongs to their estates.
Wow.
And that has worked really well for First Security. So that's why things have been really just, I guess I should say, I can't say successful, but I guess we can say successful, but it's been calm and it's worked out really nice, because we've never lost a building. And so it's, the business has really been good for us. It's been really good. Yeah.
So would you say that that sounds like a lot of things that definitely is learned in the class, in the Remy classes, classroom content. One of the things that I take away, just what you said just now, was finding gems as you walk around, you know, uh-huh. the neighborhood, you can find properties. And one of the tips is a giveaway is a person that wants to sell their property. Uh-huh. And, you know, when you solve a problem for a person, you don't have to sell them. Oh, you know, you come for us, you bring a solution to the table.
That's
you
right.
You don't have to sell them anything. So, you know, and the solve was, I'll take the headache. You don't worry about the building is empty. I'll take and manage the building.
That's right.
That's going to stay with you for life. You couldn't even get rid of him if you wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think Ms. Weber is with us, Ms. Jean Weber, and she's been the president of RIMBY for, maybe she could tell you how many years. I know it was 12 years, but she's responsible for the classes and is an educator. And I think maybe she want to chime in and add something. Would you, Ms. Weber, like to come in with and add to the conversation?
Is my mic on?
Yes, your mic is on. Yep, there she is.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say good afternoon to everyone. And I am really honored to be here with Evelyn Reeves out of Los Angeles, California, who is our first female president of National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And I was delighted that she was a part of the RIMBY class and learned and taught us with RIMBY as well, because we could see an example of the things that she was successful in. And she was willing to share that with us in our class. There's often effortless there. Something that I'm
Maybe one of your other devices is let me mute. Looks like one of your other devices is connected. It might be a echo for one of the other devices.
Because it sounds like I'm two people.
I'm gonna remove this other device.
Now we can't hear.
Hold on. Can we hear you now?
No.
Hold on, Ms. Webb, 1 second. Pardon me. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that.
I can still hear myself talking. But anyway, it's giving me an awful echo, and I don't know what I'm really saying because it's dragging. But I was sharing with you the fact that.
Is that better?
Now it's better.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
I was sharing with you that Miss Evelyn Reeves joined our RIMBY class some time ago when I was the instructor with Russell back in Los Angeles when we were having our class. And I was really happy that she shared the things that she had learned over the years with managing those buildings for the doctors. And we had an author who was also in the class with us. In fact, he was sharing some of the things that he put in his book about government housing.
That's
so it was a real opportunity for RIMBY to have a wonderful class with people that were experienced in property management and to be able to share actual incidents or property ideas about managing. Because, you know, as the rules change, property management changes. And we've been delighted to be able to change with RIMBY over the years. And I heard you say that I've been the instructor for over 12 years, and we've taught over 200 or more students for RIMBY who have gone on to become very, very successful using, and we call it the RIMBY methodology.
Yeah.
And some of them call it the RIMBY boot camp.
Yeah.
And now I'm really pleased that Miss Reeves has become one of our instructors in the RIMBY class, as well as myself, and along with Wally Stern. So there is a lot of experience there. I don't want to even say how many years of experience you have in the property management class now. Teamed up, and we're adding two more instructors who are instructors, of which will be our president, Mohammed, and we're going to have another instructor who will be Lionel Bohannon. So we're we're very delighted that RIMBY has moved on and kept up to date with new methodologies and new ways of training, because there are many ways out there and we want to keep up, and we're using technology in putting our numbers together, seeing when we're successful and when we make changes for our owners, as well as in property management. So I've been very happy to be a part of RIMBY and to be able to share some of the things that I know. And I was really delighted to hear Miss Reeves talk about how lucky she was to have a group of doctors that owned the buildings and put them together, because me in Chicago, I have not had that opportunity all the time to have a group of doctors that had the wonderful pockets to do that. I've had owners that have been struggling trying to keep the buildings together sometimes. So, of course, that's a whole new type of management. Uh-huh. And RIMBY uh-huh. teaches you uh-huh. how to work that type of management as well. In the metropolitan areas, and it's a lot that you have to do sometimes to keep the property current, keep it up to date, deal with the building code violations, and uh-huh. and also collecting rents and having evictions. And uh-huh. RIMBY also has that kind of training in there as well. You have to go to court. So that's I think right. there are a lot of things in RIMBY that you're going to want to be a part of it. And it's really a fun time sometimes when you have to call another property manager and say, well, how did you do this? And the mm-hmm. other property manager, who is a RIMBY member, of course, will share their mm-hmm. their experience with handling that incident for you. So, you know, I mean, I could go on and on talking about RIMBY, but one of the things that you want to make sure you do is to become a member of RIMBY. Absolutely. Attend some of the classes that we have that we're producing. And yeah. our classes are very reasonably priced for all you get for the class. So mm-hmm. you want to look at those outlines that are there and see which courses are going to be presented and become a part of it. And who knows, you may become a manager in the very first class. Mm-hmm. You learn what it is that you need to do. We've not been as fortunate as Ms. Reeves, and sometimes you walk down the sidewalk and just pick up a piece of vacant property. I think that's an absolute wonderful thing. People are gonna ask Ms. Reeves, how to put something together to teach how you do that, because mm-hmm. that's a wonderful idea. Right. And I'd like to thank you for inviting me, because I could go on talking about RIMBY, but I'm going to share with some others of you if there are not any questions for me.
Yo, thank you for being. It's an honor to have you here. You mentioned the boot camp, and I have been baptized by the fire of the RIMBY boot camp myself. Baptized by the fire, and it's definitely well worth it. And I wanted to add of Ms. Reeves to Mrs. Weber's point about being able to the phone call, a member is a phone call away. Uh-huh. So one of the other things you can do is go to our Facebook page and join the member RIMBY referral group. Uh-huh. Because what we will have for you is an opportunity, if an opportunity arises that we may not be able to handle, we want to give it to our members as another member benefit to add those as referrals to another area. If you're in an area, if maybe it's in an area that we don't cover,
yeah,
as a member referral. Mm-hmm. So Lionel is with us. Not you. You have something you want to add, Lionel? There, I don't see any questions right now, just yet.
A question for Lionel.
Yep.
One of the things that you might want to add, well, he's in Northern California, and sometimes there are different requirements for evictions. Tell us about the types of policies and evictions that you might have up in Northern California that you find that might be different in other parts of California?
For us, you know, since COVID-19, they're talking about extending the eviction process, the moratorium right now. But we're not that far different from Southern California in when we're talking about the tenant and eviction laws, you have to be mindful and careful when you're working in and out of the rent control districts.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, that's very important, that rent control.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of rent control areas in my specific area like they do in Los Angeles, but when I get closer to the Bay Area, such as Berkeley and Oakland, then I am dealing with
rent control.
The rent control.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get yourself in a lot of hairy situations if you don't know the workarounds and the ins and outs about the rules and the regulations about surrounding rent control. But they're similar to Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
Will Rimby have anything about rent control in one of their classes, do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that because see, all my properties are in rent controlled areas.
So we have.
Los Angeles have to pay substantial money to get people out of properties when they want to move them out.
Wow. Plus, we have to pay rent control. We have to pay money to the city every year for each apartment for rent control. So the city is really getting rich off rent control. I don't care what anyone says.
So you would recommend a class then for Rimby to have learn more about rent control to stay out of trouble.
That's a good idea, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so you just mentioned, since you mentioned that next class, 8-7 of August 7th, we'll be touching on the concept of rent control. Will be the topic, like this topic was office policy. So next week you can come back and hear a little bit more about it and then possibly join the class for it after, because Lionel Bohannon will be talking about not rent control, but rent about evictions. On evictions, I'm sorry, I said rent control, on evictions. So, and that's the 7th, August the 7th.
Okay.
I do have a story and I want to share a short story. When I first met Ms. Weber, and we happened to be in Philadelphia and we was at a training we all sat at the table and we broken up into groups. And I've never really been the type of person to be out front and speaking, and had no idea ever. I was never going to be up front. I wasn't going on nobody's microphone. You couldn't get me to go to nobody's microphone. No how, no way. It wasn't happening. I wasn't going to get up and do it. And I have no idea. By the end of that class, I was at the microphone, the spokesperson for our group. So Ms. Weber definitely has her way of seeing things and getting you to do things that you didn't know that you would be able to do. And I just want to thank her for that. You know, one of the big for that opportunity to definitely see things in you that you don't see in yourself. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Her and Nathan have a way of doing that.
Right.
Rimby can do a lot for you.
That's right.
Yep. So if there's anything else, Lionel, you want to add, or Miss Well,
you know, I'll just double down on the referral aspect that Ms. Reed shared in terms of being referred that property in Los Angeles. I remember when the call came in and she was in it because we were in Washington D.C. when that call came in.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went to go meet those people there in D.C.
Uh-huh.
for this property that she's managing at home in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
So I want to kind of double down on the referral, because in the Rimby network, we have members that in their own respective areas, they maintain and do property management. They had ability to acquire property for you, be your eyes in their area. Because a lot of times, well, we like in California, our price points are like off the charts. So for us to find something that's cash flowing is not going to break the bank, you know, and we can go to other areas and buy properties or they'll cash flow and it won't kill us. So I was able to link in with Miss Lydia Pope in Cleveland, Ohio. And when I told her a couple years ago that I wanted to buy 10 or 15 properties there, she went right to work. We're south of 10 right now. I think we got about 6 or 7 right now there. But they acquired, they put me in position to see the property, buy the property, sight unseen. Actually, two of them I brought because they had a seminar there. But I'm saying this to say that it's totally turnkey. I don't have to fly to Ohio to check the properties out. When something goes wrong, their general spot called me, send me pictures and tell me the estimates, get the bids, and they take care of me for putting me in position to get the refinancing and all of that. So I'm saying that to say that we can use our network to help us grow our wealth so that we can have the ability to do the business that without worrying about what our ends are at the end of the month.
Absolutely.
That's a member benefit for you for sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. So go to our Remby page and join our member, our network referral on Remby. You can also join us at www.remby.org and become a member. If you are a real estate professional and you have a desire and you're just thinking about it, you don't have to be in the business. You can be new to it and you can come join the class. Didn't we have owners at one of the classes before? One of the classes there was in owners group. I thought I may have even seen owners there once, but you can, if you're new to property management, you can come and join the class and learn and take your property management business to the next level.
That's right.
So yep. What is Remby giving away free today?
So what we wanted to give away free today was that Miss Evelyn had that, or are we doing the free?
Are we
membership?
Membership in 1 week.
Huh?
What is that?
Was membership in what?
The membership isn't there if you join by the end of the week.
Right.
So and the next week.
And you watch this podcast,
right?
You have to name all three people that were on the podcast, and you get a free membership in Remby. Is that
nice. That's it?
Oh, that's great. Right.
So if you watch the podcast, by Friday of next week,
please.
So by 8/7. By the next time, our next podcast, and we want to introduce maybe know who you are too on our podcast.
Okay.
So if you come and you may let us know that you watch the podcast and name the three guests that were on, and you have a free membership to Remby.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
So this will go out and this will circulate and be reproduced.
I have to call you back.
Be circulated. Yep. So I think we had a good session today. One of the takeaways that the member benefits. So we talked a couple things just as a recap. We learned about member benefits that Remby offers, the class courses that Remby prepares you. What we didn't say was that there are two designations that Remby provides. There's four classes that take your first class, gets you on the way to the designation. And your second class to become a CRM. You're able to get your designation as a CRM after you take two classes. After you take two Remby courses, you get your CRM, and that designation stands for Certified Resident Manager. So if it's equivalent to, let's say that a doctor needs their residency and they're working in a hospital. After you take two classes, you're qualified to be a resident, is equivalent to that. You're getting your residency, working on your way to the full designation, which is the CREM, and that's the CREM. And that designation is two more classes, and then you're qualified to be, wear the title certified real estate manager. And that is a designation as recognized by HUD. One of the only classes that I know that teach you how to manage government house assisted housing. You learn, you without giving too much, you present before a group of your peers. Very fun class, action packed class, fast paced. And but those are the designations that you qualify for when you complete a RIMB course. Wanted to put that out there. So we'll leave. Let's let our guest have the last word, Ms. Reeves. If you have any last words for
I want to thank you for teaching me how to use my computer. You and Gene Webb. I'm learning something new every day, and thank you very much. And I enjoy being on today. And I want to say thank you to everyone, and hello, and goodbye, because I'm off today.
Yes, he's off.
I'm off on Fridays now. Don't work on Fridays anymore.
Nice.
Learn something new.
I was just thank you, and have a good weekend. Have a good
Friday afternoon.
Have a good rest of your afternoon.
All righty.
All right. Ms. Webb, you got anything, Gene?
Well, I would just like to say it was a delight being a part of this show, because I wasn't planning to have anything to say.
That wealth of wisdom you have, we always have to tap you and try to get you to say something. You have so much to offer, so much to offer.
Thank you.
I'll have to find out what happened to why I was there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe me too. No,
he always
the voice that's still trying to get in, because we keep hearing somebody trying to.
Yeah.
Well, that was him. Yeah, I think that was Lionel's background. Might have been.
Okay.
Yep. Again, thank you. This ends it for this week's of RIMB's podcast. Your podcast where we intend to serve the community. We intend to serve the real estate professional and provide you with information that will be able to take your business to the next level and to help recession-proof your business. Join us again next week. We'll be back with information on evictions with Lionel Bohannon. And we look forward to seeing you. We thank you for your taking your time to to join us and be with us. And don't forget, you get a free membership in RIMB if you can say that you watch the podcast and name the three guests on the show. I think I should probably say the names, right? Because maybe they may not know because they're not on there. So Lionel Bohannon, Miss Jean Weber, and Miss Evelyn Reeves. So if you can, that's the three guests. And again, my name is Maurice Muhammad, the host, but just the three guests, and that you watch the podcast with us this week, and you'll get a free membership in RIMB. Thank you, and stay safe. May God be with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye, everybody.